This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Propax Gold with NT Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly program where we digest all the health news of the week and provide it to you in an interesting and stimulating fashion. 877-726-8255. Learn and listen. And we invite your phone calls. We want you to participate, of course. 877-726-8255. That number is live 24/7. And so we may be taking some of your recorded calls during the week, but during the program, I'm here and you can come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question. 877-726-TALK is our number. We got lots of stuff to talk about today. We're going to talk about a very interesting story that suggests, and this may sound kind of wackadoodle, but a very, very sophisticated study suggests that fermented vegetable consumption is associated with low COVID-19 death rates. So think sauerkraut, pickles, kimchi, if you're so disposed, may confer protection. Also, we're going to take a look at the school debate. Should we be sending kids back to school in the fall? That debate is hot and heavy with some political overtones. 877-726-8255, our number. And we'll also depart from the subject of COVID-19 to take a look at what type of protein is best for building aging muscles. All right, let's get started. And, you know, it's hot across much of the United States. I looked at a temperature map this morning, and virtually the entire continent is draped in sunshine, and the indications are that it's going to be a very, very hot week. And so a lot of people are headed to the lake, the pool, the beach. That is, if they let you on the beach these days. And associated with that is the risk of sunburn. Because, we've been locked down, we've been inside, lots of us are pale faces, and going outside poses a hazard. So we're slathering on sunscreen. But there's a big story in this weekend edition of the Wall Street Journal shining a light on sunscreen chemicals. And for this story, I just walked around the house here where I do this broadcast from, and I'm right here at the beach, and of course there's lots of sunscreen sitting around. And it's not my choice because other people bring in their own favorite brand of sunscreen. And many of these sunscreens contain ingredients with chemical names like avobenzene, oxybenzone, octocrylene, homosalate, octisalate, and octinoxate. All of these chemicals are among the most commonly used active ingredients in sunscreen. And what they do is they sort of absorb the UV light. But they have some downsides. According to the Food and Drug Administration, if active ingredients are found in the blood at a level of 0.5 nanograms per milliliter or higher, They should be analyzed to determine whether they can increase the risk of cancer, birth defects, or other adverse effects. Well, these ingredients are absorbed to a much higher degree. So the FDA threshold is 0.5. Oxybenzone, according to an experiment where they took folks and they applied sunscreens to 75% of their bodies once on the first day and four times on days 2 through 4. After the final day of application, they collected blood samples for a period of 21 days, and they found that the threshold's 0.5, like one half, and oxybenzone yielded a result of 219. So this stuff is highly absorbed. Another of these chemical additives, homosalate 18, octocrylene 7, octinoxate 7. So the amount in the bloodstream was hundreds of times higher or tens of times higher than the threshold whereby FDA says this could be a problem. And if you go to the website of Environmental Working Group, they point out that sunscreens can cause hormone disruption. These are chemical filters, the aforementioned oxybenzone and others, delayed puberty. They altered the menstrual cycles of animals exposed to these chemicals. 8 of 13 chemical sunscreen ingredients allowed in the U.S. affect calcium signaling of sperm cells, which may result in male infertility, and on it goes. So what's the alternative? Well, whenever I buy sunscreen, you know, sometimes I'm out in the sun too much, and I'm on a long bike ride, so I want to apply something to my nose and neck and ears. Although a helmet does take care of some of that sun exposure, I use sunscreens that contain oxides, like zinc oxide and titanium oxide. These are actually little crystalline particles. If you could look at them under a microscope, can't see the particles on your naked eye. But you know, it's, you know, the old-fashioned thing with the lifeguard, you know, with the white nose. That's zinc oxide. And it's a reflector. It basically reflects the UV rays back. And it's non-irritating. You can't be allergic to zinc oxide or titanium oxide. And these things also do not get absorbed because the particles, although tiny, cannot be absorbed through the skin. You don't want to take them orally. You know, if you put them around your lips, there's a possibility of absorbing some of those particles, and that could be problematic, particularly when it comes to titanium oxide, which can disrupt the intestinal tract. But when it comes to the skin, skin exposure is relatively safe. So for your kids and for you, look for sunscreens. Look, they're not as cosmetically attractive because you're going to get like kind of a skin like whitening effect. I mean, it's not like a skin bleach, but you are going to look, you know, like you've applied sunscreen. It's not invisible. It's actually going to give you a sort of a whitish film on your skin surface, but that film is necessary to repel the ultraviolet rays that you're trying to protect your skin from. So and one of the problems is that in spite of the fact that FDA has identified this absorption as a result of some of the legislation that is designed to help the economy recover, it's called the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. They're waiving some of the regulations, you know, which makes sense. You know, you don't want the regulations to get in the way of the economic recovery. But regulations, when it comes to sunscreen, come under that heading. And as a result, companies are able to purvey products with questionable safety It's simply unclear what slathering all that sunscreen is going to do, particularly if you're a child, if you're developing, if you're a pregnant female. what's it going to do? You know, you go out, you put a lot of sunscreen on. What's it going to do to the developing fetus? Will it be a gender bender? Will it be a hormone disruptor? Will it affect the thyroid of certain individuals? Because that's part of hormone disruption. It's unclear. But when these things are absorbed to the tune of, like hundreds of times more than the threshold permitted by the FDA itself, havoc could ensue. So use the, you know, zinc oxide products, titanium oxide products. You know, I go down the line, the aisle in a pharmacy when I'm trying to buy sunscreen, you know, say I'm off to the, you know, go diving in the Caribbean, I need some sunscreen. It's actually very hard to find products that are not laden with chemicals. Only very few products are clean products that rely solely on zinc oxide and titanium oxide. I guess they're less popular because they make your skin look white, you know, when you apply them. 877-726-8255 is our number. We invite your phone calls. You can come directly into the doctor's office during this edition of Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance, which helps support optimal cardiovascular health. Ubiquinol, natokinase, and MK7K2. They play a central role in cellular energy production and maintaining proper blood flow and arterial elasticity. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, 877-726-8255 for questions or comments. And that number available to you 24/7. So people check in and then they record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi, this is Rona from Florida. I want to ask if you are familiar with the use of a bone growth stimulator to help with a fifth metatarsal break in the foot. And also, as well, if the person has a pacemaker, is this contraindicated? Or might he still use it, considering the foot is a distance away from the heart? Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a really interesting question because, you know, as Walt Whitman once said in a poem of his, "I sing the body electric." And there really is something to electricity as a healing principle when it comes to preventing malunion of the bones or failure for bones to knit properly after a fracture. In about 5% of cases, people have difficulty in terms of bone regrowth. You know, it's a process where there's a clean break, and then the cells move towards one another and they form a callus temporarily, and then you get normal bone growth. It's kind of like, you know, building a bridge over troubled waters, you know, because there's trauma there. And for some people, for various reasons, you know, maybe they got poor circulation, smoking makes bone healing more problematic. Diabetes certainly makes bone healing more problematic. As you age, it becomes harder to heal bones properly. So these devices are used either externally, or sometimes they're implanted directly adjacent to the bone, less likely with a broken foot, you know, maybe with a broken hip or a bigger bone. The device will be applied externally, and you use it for, you know, several hours a day, a few times a day, to apply a pulse electromagnetic field, a PEMF, to the area in question. And that, you know, according to research, really does work. It really does help to accelerate bone healing. The problem is when you have a pacemaker, and say you're doing this because you're healing neck bone injury, you know, like you have a have just had surgery on your cervical spine. That is a little close to where the pacemaker originates, and there can be interference between the electrical pulses delivered to your neck or to your mid back, and the device that paces your heart. So there, it's a somewhat of a contraindication, but when we're talking about the foot is so far from the pacemaker in your atrium that it's less likely that's going to be a problem. I think it's not going to be contraindicated. You know, check with your doctor. It depends on the device, depends on the location, but I think that should be okay. Should not be a problem. All right, this sign of, do you suffer from frequent fatigue? Well, here's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness or just being run down. And these days it's much needed. It's NT factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT factor repairs mitochondria. That's where the energy gets generated in your cells. And studies have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half. NT factor is available in ProPax Gold. That's your one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs, along with fish oil. Say you want to just harness the benefits of NT factor alone. Well, there's a product, Youthful Energy. The perfect complement to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with a unique energy support of pure NT factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT factor for years. I'd have a good day without it. And now, with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPax Gold and Youthful Energy at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to their newly designed, user-friendly website, ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, when we return, we're going to take a deep dive into the microbiome. And there's a very, very interesting relationship between the bacteria in your gut and your likelihood of becoming sick and dying of COVID-19. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. We welcome your phone calls.
during this hour and next. Now let's take a deep dive into your intestinal tract. Here's a remarkable story, and it's based on a real study we'll get into in just a moment. Study links fermented vegetable consumption to low COVID-19 mortality. We'll rejoin that story in just a moment, but first, this is a really interesting story from the American Journal of Gastroenterology, and it just came out, but I actually previewed this notion a few weeks ago. Proton pump inhibitors tied to COVID-19 risk. We're going to tie this all up for you in just a moment. What's the relationship between proton pump inhibitors and fermented foods, and where's this going to lead? Well, according to the American Journal of Gastroenterology, people who use proton pump inhibitors, and these drugs are like Prilosec, they're called PPIs, powerful acid-blocking medications. Their use has increased dramatically. It's skyrocketed over the past two decades. In 1998, around the time they're being reintroduced, the prevalence was only 1.6% among patients visiting doctors. By 2015, and here we are 5 years later, so it's even higher, it was up to 7.6% of all patients seeing doctors. So by now it's probably at 10% or more. The increase has raised questions about overprescription. You think? So in this study, what they found was quite interesting. Researchers surveyed, 250,000 people. it's a big study. They found that those who took PPIs up to once a day were twice as likely to have a positive COVID-19 test. And lo and behold, those who took PPIs twice a day, those powerful acid blockers, were almost four times as likely to have tested positive for COVID-19. So what's up with that? Well, the lead author of the study has theorized that an increase in stomach pH, that is a decrease in acidity caused by these acid blockers, might allow the virus to enter the GI tract more easily. But another factor, and this is what they speculate, is that taking acid blockers for a long period of time changes your microbiome, and it invariably does. It alters the bacterial balance within your intestinal tract, and it does so by virtue of the fact that acid prevents certain bacteria from entering your gastrointestinal tract, and those bacteria may be beneficial, they may be harmful, but you're changing the physiology of your intestine. The stomach is upstream from the intestine. Okay, you stop the acid there. That may be good, good for your esophagus, good for your discomfort. But a lot of patients who take acid blockers say, okay, my stomach pain is less, but I'm starting to get irritable bowel syndrome, gas, bloating, indigestion, diarrhea, and or constipation. And that suggests an imbalance in their intestinal bacteria. Fast forward to a as yet unpublished study in a journal called Virus Research. It's due to come out next month. Gut microbiota and COVID-19, possible link and implications. This is 20 pages of very highly technical stuff, so I'm going to boil it down for you. They say that one of the commonalities between old age and COVID-19 susceptibility is that gut microbiota diversity is decreased. The gut ages, and the balance of bacteria changes for the worse as you age, and so too does one's susceptibility to COVID-19.
And they conclude in this highly technical article, I'll just boil it down for you, improving gut microbiota profile by personalized nutrition, yeah, because what you eat affects your microbiome, and supplementation known to improve immunity can be one of the prophylactic ways by which the impact of this disease can be minimized in old people and immune-compromised patients. Here's the kicker. More trials may be initiated to see the effect of co-supplementation of personalized functional food, including prebiotics and probiotics, along with current therapies for treatment of COVID-19 or prevention thereof in vulnerable individuals. Cue the fermented vegetable foods. I looked at this study and I said, this is kind of a joke. Fermented vegetable consumption linked to low COVID-19 mortality? But this is for real. It says charts and graphs. And it's fascinating. They look at country by country in Europe, the regions where they consume a lot of fermented vegetables. Some places a lot. Some people don't like it. And it's like national preference. And they include pickled and marinated vegetables, fermented sour milk, probiotic milk and yogurt. And what they found is there's a very, very interesting correlation between the severity of the outbreaks of COVID-19 and the consumption of fermented foods. They say the team hypothesized that consumption of fermented foods might explain some of the differences in COVID-19 death rates between countries in Europe. And what the study found was that for each gram per day increase in the average national consumption of fermented vegetables, the risk for COVID-19 mortality fell by 35%. So, you know, once again, I will caution that correlation is not necessarily causation, but it's really quite interesting. They also point out that death rates in parts of Asia where we might expect, you know, poor medical conditions, poverty, not good, you know, quarantining or good organized healthcare systems, they didn't get hit that hard, surprisingly. The same thing happened in Africa. And it may be that traditional use of fermented foods in those countries, not yogurt, but in Asia, for example, kimchi, very big in Korea. Korea has been a success story, relatively, as close as it is to China, the source of the pandemic. Japan, too, doing relatively well. Lots of fermented pickled foods there in Japan. And parts of Europe, countries in the Balkans, for example, where there's lots and lots of yogurt consumption. If the hypothesis is proved, COVID-19 will be the first infectious disease epidemic whose biological mechanisms are proved to be associated with a loss of nature. What does the loss of nature mean? The loss of the natural protective bacteria that are housed in our intestinal tract. They say when modern life led to eating reduced amounts of fermented foods, which, by the way, that's prior to refrigeration, which is a relatively modern innovation. How did you keep food fresh and store it? You fermented it. You pickled it. When modern life led to eating reduced amounts of fermented food, the study says the microbiome drastically changed, and this may have facilitated SARS-CoV-2 to spread or be more severe. Very, very interesting set of studies suggesting that the microbiome is a real determinant. So, yeah, I keep a little kimchi in the refrigerator, and, you know, it's very spicy, but, you know, I throw a little on the plate as a kind of a, you know, a condiment along with my main meal. Fresh unpasteurized sauerkraut will do the trick as well. Or if you prefer and you tolerate dairy, live yogurt will also repopulate your intestinal tract. Or, hey, how about this? Take a probiotic. Eat prebiotic foods, high-fiber foods that encourage the development of a healthy microbiome. 877-726-8255 is our number. This article is about zinc in the immune system, also just came out this month. Did you know that zinc deficiency can be found in 1.5 billion people across the world? And zinc works to support the immune system. It helps in the production and maturation of white blood cells. It also helps to regulate inflammation. And it also, in studies, has been shown to block the replication of rhinoviruses responsible for respiratory infections, and including the common cold. So when it comes to the coronavirus, no studies have conclusively demonstrated that zinc is a perfect defense against the coronavirus. But one study showed that zinc blocks the enzyme responsible for replicating that the coronavirus utilizes to multiply. So another interesting fact is that one of the ways by which hydroxychloroquine may work is by helping to be a conduit for zinc into the cells. You can take a lot of zinc. The question is, will the zinc get to where it needs to go to protect you? Hydroxychloroquine is a known zinc ionophore, which means that it acts as a shuttle to bring zinc to the interior cells, where it can exert a protective effect. So, and you know, this hydroxychloroquine thing, very interesting. Studies say it doesn't work, and then the studies have been shown to be tainted. Several studies withdrawn from major publications like The Lancet and New England Journal of Medicine. And now newer studies are coming out saying that if used early, hydroxychloroquine plus zinc can be effective at reducing the severity of coronavirus infections. Many doctors I've talked to say if they got it, they would take it. If a family member got it, they would give it to them. And they have given it to patients early on during their infections with good results. The controversy continues about hydroxychloroquine. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? Living with pain can cause depression, overeating, anxiety, loss of sleep, and low quality of life. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposome technology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. It contains powerful antioxidant properties and plant-based curcumin used to possibly reduce inflammation and block proteins that trigger swelling and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com. That's future, P-H-A-R-M. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. Get free shipping on all of your orders at MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number, 877-726-8255. During the week, you can call that number and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
I was just wondering if you've had experience with or would like to recommend a testosterone precursor supplement rather than taking testosterone in and of itself, maybe the nutrients that will help the body produce its own as an individual ages. In my particular case, I'm 68 and losing a bit of muscle mass, looking for a remedy. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, there's nothing like prescription testosterone. And, you know, I wonder sometimes why people are wary of taking testosterone. It may be that they're scared of taking it because it is thought to increase the risk of prostate cancer. And indeed, you have to be careful. If a man has prostate cancer, you know, that's not probably not a good candidate for testosterone. Although, after successful treatment of prostate cancer, you can observe the patient for a couple of years. If it's not coming back and the PSA is very low, you can begin to administer testosterone and monitor to see if there's a recurrence. That's more and more becoming acceptable. So, and then there's the concern that, you know, will testosterone worsen heart problems? Well, for the most part, testosterone protects the heart, increases the pumping action of the heart, helps men become more active, which fends off weight gain, obesity, and metabolic syndrome, which contribute to cardiovascular risk. So I'm a big fan of prescribing testosterone. I don't really believe in all these supplements that are testosterone boosters. I mean, there are supplements that are nitric oxide boosters that may stimulate blood flow and may help to support erections. But that's not the same as testosterone. Testosterone affects the body in so many more ways than just by causing an increased sex drive. So in terms of, you know, what can you do in a non-pharmaceutical way to prevent what you're talking about? You're talking about sarcopenia, which is the loss of muscle mass as you age. A couple of things. I have a study here which compares soy and wheat proteins for building aging muscles versus animal protein. And, you know, more and more products are faux meats, you know, the Impossible Burger made from soy and other variants on that. They're figuring all kinds of ways to create protein out of vegetable sources. They say it's better for the planet, it's more humane, and it's just as healthy. And now they've made it taste good. So what they say here in this study, came out this month, on a gram-for-gram basis, animal proteins are more effective than plant proteins in supporting the maintenance of skeletal muscle mass with advancing age. So they compared soy and wheat protein. And, you know, you can extract protein from wheat. Wheat gluten, and there's a name for it. It's called seitan. It's a vegan form of protein, but it's not as complete a protein. And so what you need is you need balanced amino acids. You can take amino acid supplements, especially the branched-chain amino acids support muscle. But here's another study that talks about this. And it's about medium-chain triglycerides, which you can buy. They're almost tasteless, and they're a calorie source. But they don't, they actually go more towards energy than fat storage. And they're very well absorbed, even as you age. So they looked at frail elderly individuals, and they found that supplementation with medium-chain triglycerides, otherwise known as MCTs, you can buy MCT oil, has been shown to increase muscle function in frail elderly individuals. And now they've found, it's pretty amazing, medium-chain triglycerides increase the mini mental state examination score in frail elderly adults in a randomized controlled trial. So they monitored cognition, which is the ability to think and remember and perform tasks, and they found that supplementation with just 6 grams per day, which is what, you know, it's like a tablespoon of MCT oil approximately, may improve the cognition of frail elderly individuals. That's pretty good. And you don't have to guzzle like, you know, a whole lot of this stuff, to make it, work. So, you know, again, I'm not the biggest fan of some of these testosterone-boosting supplements. They take advantage of the fact that either men can't afford to go to a doctor and get real testosterone, or that they're simply afraid to, or that they believe that natural products are somehow safer than testosterone, which is, after all, natural, bioidentical to what your body makes when you're younger. And I'm a big fan of appropriately identifying men who have hypogonadism, low levels of testosterone, and boosting their energy, their mood, their metabolism, and their sex drive with appropriate and safe testosterone prescribing. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. You can call us.